As a beggar, we know he had nothing to lose, but he was willing to take the risk and accept the consequences of defying the Pharisees, and so I think he was a young man. These are also the reasons that he was chosen. These are the reasons the man was born blind. Perhaps I should make something clear, and you may have already realized this, but this man was not actually born blind. It is true that his eyes did not work. He didn't know what colors were, he didn't know what a camel looked like, and he had never seen the face of his own mother. But he was not blind. He knew the truth, and spiritually his vision was better than all those around him, especially the Pharisees. Jesus Christ opened his eyes to reveal what was hidden in his soul. He already carried the light of Christ in his soul. And when his eyes were opened, the Holy Spirit guided him. So he testified to the truth before the Pharisees, and he was rejected. Yet he persevered in his testimony, and the Pharisees exclaimed, "You were born totally in sin, and you are trying to teach us?" There are caves all over the world. People are discovering new caves all the time. Cave explorers, or spelunkers, risk their lives to be the first one to see a new cave. These caves are the darkest places on earth, and yet what is hidden there in the darkness is amazing. There are beautiful rock formations that took thousands of years to form, giant crystals, animal life, precious stones and rare metals, or you may even find ancient paintings. Some caves are breathtaking and they are so beautiful. All of these are hidden in the darkness. These amazing things are only revealed when they are brought to light. And so it is with the light of Christ. We receive the light of Christ at our baptism. The flame is taken from the Easter candle and it is passed from parent to child. It is the parents who hand on the Christian faith. It is the parents who are the first teachers of the faith. It is the parents, the godparents, the grandparents, and the church who kindle this flame. This is the light of Christ that we each carry in our soul. The truth is, we are all born blind. We are cured of our blindness by the light of Christ. Our parents handed down their faith to us, just as their parents handed down the faith to them. And we must do the same for our children. The church feeds the flame. In the church, we have the sacraments, sacred scripture, and the rich traditions handed down from generation to generation. As the flame grows, the light of Christ becomes brighter and brighter. And in this way, the mystery of salvation is revealed. We are no longer blind. What is hidden in darkness is revealed. When we are able to see by His light, when He cures our blindness, the unfathomable beauty of God is revealed. It is unfortunate that our vision is often obscured by our ability to see. We are prone to pass judgment based on what we see with our eyes, rather than what we know or believe. However, when we do see, when we know what is right, and when we see the light, we are able to give testimony to the truth. And just like the man born blind, we have nothing to lose. Be willing to take the risk and accept the consequences of defying popular worldviews. Allow yourselves to be led by the light of Christ in what you say and do. You already carry the light of Christ in your hearts, and it will lead you to heaven.